in March of the President, to a group of 0.4 agricultural trainees in the Rose Garden, October 18, 1951.
President, these gentlemen, these ladies and gentlemen here are the first of a group of visitors or friends from our neighboring countries to the south who have come up to study agriculture and other problems under our point, under your very famous Point 4 program. They are the first of a group of perhaps some 300 or 400 that will come throughout the year. They have spent 2 months of intensive study at New Mexico College and studying especially extension work, and have now completed the course. And we in the United States have been very much honored and benefited by their appearance here, and we think that there has been a very useful exchange of ideas and useful information in agriculture. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I'd like to ask the Secretary, to all you ambassadors of goodwill from our neighbors, if you will, Mr. Secretary.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to be here with the President and you this morning. This group, as the Secretary of Agriculture has said, is the first one of several that are coming to us. We have had in the Department of State a somewhat similar experience of having come over here from time to time, groups of people who are working in various countries with us, some from the countries which you represent, in our information work. And we have found that that has been tremendously helpful both to us and to them. And I can get some idea of how useful to us and to you the similar work under the Point 4 would be, as has just been described by the Secretary of Agriculture.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Well, what I'm principally interested in is development of those areas of the world that are not developed as they can be. Because the some of the areas of the world were in a position to produce on a basis of the efficiency that we are now acquainted with and that you've been studying since you've been here, the world could support 5 times its present population, I'm sure, in luxury. And with your indulgence, I'd like to point out some of the things in which I myself am personally interested. Dr. Bennett of Oklahoma A&M spent a year in Ethiopia, and he made a complete survey of the situation in Ethiopia and came back and made a report to me that intrigued me immensely. He told me that there was a plateau here in Ethiopia that's between 6,000 and 8,000 feet high, that has a black soil of unknown depth, has a climate almost exactly like the temperate climate that we're used to here, and that there's 65,000 square miles of that territory. And the soil is just like Illinois and northern Iowa, would produce anything that'll grow in the temperate zone, and that enough products could be produced there to feed 100 million people. Well, you see what a pressure that would take off. And there's also down in this region here.
Would you like the translation? Interrupt the translation.
All right. That's, yes, all right. If you don't like that, all right, so go ahead.
Le daré un resumen muy rápido que primeramente habló el señor ministro de Agricultura señalando la importancia histórica de la presencia aquí de este grupo, que es el primer grupo que viene a los Estados Unidos bajo los auspicios del punto 4. Luego habló el señor Acheson, el secretario de Estado, que señaló también la importancia muy grande de esta labor y el placer que tenía en acogerlos aquí, e indicó que se está realizando, auspiciada por el Departamento de Estado, sobre todo en el dominio de la información, habiendo venido aquí muchos grupos, que estrechen las relaciones en nuestros países nos permiten llegar a un porvenir mejor. Después, el presidente de los Estados Unidos tomó la palabra y habló en términos generales que él está muy interesado en el desarrollo económico de ciertas regiones del mundo que se encuentran poco desarrolladas. Y si esas zonas se desarrollan de la manera que nosotros queremos, se podrán utilizar sus recursos y aumentar hasta 5 veces más su producción, que es muy importante para la economía del mundo. Y ahora les señalo algunos puntos que me interesan personalmente, dice el presidente. El primer de ellos es un alto que se encuentra en el interior de Etiopía y sobre el cual el señor Bennett me ha presentado un informe muy interesante. Tenemos ahí una tierra negra, un suelo muy fértil, y si es posible desarrollar plenamente esa zona, que tiene una superficie de 65.000 millas cuadradas y con un suelo semejante al que se encuentra en el norte del estado de Illinois y el estado de Iowa, sería posible producir alimentos para 100 millones de personas.
We have had an interview yesterday with Dr. Dodd, who's former Undersecretary of Agriculture and who's now of the United Nations and works on the implementation of point four, about which there has been so much conversation. And there has been the idea, of course, of point four is to help people to help themselves, to give them the know-how to produce more food, to overcome insect pests, and to make the standard of living better in the countries that are interested. And I find that nearly every country is interested. Dr. Dodd told me that he had a United Nations team in nearly every country in the Western Hemisphere and also in the Eastern Hemisphere. We eliminated an insect pest for Iran here last spring. All we need to do is just take two little hedgehopping planes over there and sprinkle a lot of bug-killing dust on the space that was covered with the insects, and they all left. They saved their crops, and they got acquainted with the people who do the work in the United States, and when they find out that our interest is their interest and not our own, eventually, if the whole world gets prosperous, that's going to help keep us prosperous, and that's the only selfish interest we have in the thing. And down here in this part of the world, there are wonderful resources that can be developed. I understand that we have a team now working on a plan to create food in this part of the world that will support hogs and cattle and things of that sort. But up to now, I understand that there has been no way to raise hogs because the feed is so expensive when it has to be transported from the north or from Argentina that it's not been possible to raise them. But they've discovered a way to make the food down there available. So eventually you'll have exactly the same sort of programs down there that we have here. And I hope that you'll go back with a kindly and friendly feeling toward what we're trying to do. I don't believe that there's a single country here or up here or in this part of the world or in this part of the world that feels any fear that the United States of America is going to try to cause them any difficulties. We're simply trying to be a good neighbor. I wish that same thing could be said for this part of the world over here. It can't be because they're afraid over there. And we want to eliminate that fear from the world if we can. And we think such things as you've been doing will help eliminate that fear.
Ayer estuve hablando con el señor Dodd, ex secretario, subsecretario de Agricultura, que desempeña un papel muy importante en este programa del punto 4. Estamos hablando del carácter esencial de ese programa, que es de ayudar a los países para que ellos se ayuden a sí mismos, impartirles los conocimientos técnicos que les permitan producir más luchar contra las enfermedades del ganado, por ejemplo, eliminar ciertos insectos dañinos y resolver todos esos problemas que les permitirán de aumentar su nivel de vida. El señor Dodd me estaba diciendo que varios equipos de las Naciones Unidas han estado viajando y percorriendo ambos hemisferios y llevando a cabo esa labor de vulgarización científica. Por ejemplo, en Irán ha sido posible eliminar completamente un cierto tipo de insecto que causaba graves daños, y fue una cosa muy sencilla, bastó poner en el aire dos aviones pequeños que lanzaban un polvo insecticida y ya se acabó la cosa. Pero lo importante también fue hacer entender a esa gente que el interés nuestro es idéntico al interés de ellos, y que ellos tienen que comprender, si queremos hacer algo por ellos, es para ayudarlos y no con un motivo egoísta. También en el corazón de Sudamérica se está llevando a cabo una labor muy importante para producir alimentos que permitan criar cerdos y otros tipos de ganado, porque hasta ahora eso era imposible debido al precio muy elevado de los alimentos que había que importar de la Argentina, por ejemplo. Y lo que yo espero, tengo la esperanza firme que ustedes regresen a sus países animados con un espíritu amistoso, que ustedes han comprendido bien lo que nosotros estamos haciendo y lo que queremos hacer para ayudarles, y que ustedes llevarán la buena palabra a sus países y disiparán todo temor que pueda haber acerca de la labor de los Estados Unidos hoy en el mundo, y que nosotros somos verdaderamente buenos vecinos. Y ojalá que esa comprensión llegue más allá a la Europa Oriental, donde esperamos un día poder disipar el temor para que reine la paz en el universo.
These United Nations teams are not made up of and confined to the experts from this country. Some countries in this part of the world want to find out the best way to raise dates. And Dr. Dodd went over to Iraqi, to Damascus, and found two experts who are now on a team that is working on that very thing. We have people from the Netherlands, from each one of your countries that you represent here, on these teams, working all over the world, in South America and Africa, even in Alaska, to try and find out the best way to make use of the resources of all those countries. And I just want it to be perfectly plain that this is a United Nations effort. We're making every contribution we can in the way of experts and information and everything that we have that'll be useful to make the world a better place in which to live. I think this, what you're doing here and our efforts in this improvement of the living conditions of people all over the world is much more likely to create a peaceful world than all the armaments we can produce.
Quiero indicar que estos equipos de las Naciones Unidas incluyen técnicos no solamente de los Estados Unidos, sino de, por así decir, todos los países del mundo, porque estamos todos interesados en intercambio de información y en la mejor manera de aprovechar los recursos naturales. Por ejemplo, uno de esos equipos se interesaba por la mejor manera de producir dátiles y fuimos al Irak a buscar dos expertos y agregarlos a uno de esos equipos. Hay también técnicos de Holanda, incluso de todos los países que ustedes aquí representan, porque nuestro ideal común, nuestro objetivo común, nuestra meta es aprovechar a lo máximo los recursos naturales de este mundo. Y quiero que ustedes comprendan bien que se trata de un esfuerzo conjunto de las Naciones Unidas, en que todos tenemos igual responsabilidad, iguales deberes, igual interés. Y el trabajo que ustedes están haciendo es un trabajo muy importante, y creo que este trabajo de conjunto hará más por la paz del mundo que toda la producción de armamentos.
We're certainly pleased to have you. I'm very glad to receive you here at the White House. I hope you go home with a pleasant and friendly feeling toward the United States of America. Thank you very much.